call the meeting to order.
6 o'clock.
You got the attendance? So what do we get? Post-meeting meetings or additional business? Elect select board chair. I'm gonna make a motion to, for Pat.
I'll second it.
There, all in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Congratulations, Pat.
Congratulations, Pat, you've been railroaded.
So now am I good?
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Alright, yeah, no, you can, what's that?
I don't know.
Was it just the?
This is always in front of us.
No, you're good, you're good. So we need to elect a vice chair, correct?
Yes.
Look for a motion.
I nominate Tim.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Tim's got it. We need to appoint a select board clerk, that is.
Colleen?
Colleen now. I make a motion.
I'll make a motion.
To nominate Colleen.
Seconded.
Yeah, in your packet, there's a list of the next three.
I was looking for that.
I can read them to you if you like. These, I don't expect to change, but just let me know if there are any questions or concerns. The physical location for posting notices in town, here, the both post offices, the West Charleston Corner Store and the school when open. And then the newspaper of record is the Chronicle.
Okay, so we need motions for each one of those, right? Or do we just, can we do it all at once?
Unless there's a change.
Okay, so I'll look for a motion to post the physical locations as the current ones, town clerk's office, post office, East Charleston Post Office, West Charleston Corner Store, and that school.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. The newspaper on record, I'll look for a motion to post in the Chronicle unless anybody feels different.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so that brings us to changes or additions to the agenda. Does anybody have any updates that they wanna add to the agenda at this point?
Nope.
The one thing from the planning commission meeting would be to appoint Bill McMaster as a new member.
Oh, right.
Under new business.
Okay. Anything else? I don't have anything. Look for a motion to approve the minutes from the February 27th meeting. I was not at it, so.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, good. Brings us to public comment. I'm assuming you're here as a town role, Sarah?
Well, I.
She should be.
Are you here?
Is it on the agenda?
It's an old business, the livestock ordinance.
But that would be as, yeah, so we can bring that up under old business. Do you wanna move it up right now so you can get out of here?
It's up to you.
I'm fine with that if everybody else is fine with that.
I'm gonna rearrange your agenda.
You don't need to, you're more than welcome to sit here and watch this exciting situation, but. Okay, so we're gonna, yeah, we just moved the, it's on under old business.
It's on old business.
Okay, proposed livestock, we're gonna have Sarah give us that right now.
Yep.
So we've already talked about this a little bit, but here, just to bring you up to speed. So we have a chance to update our ordinance. I'm gonna clarify that if we're updating, I'm gonna talk to the leagues to see. But Derby did do this, the statutes changed, the state statutes changed as of July 1st. So they updated all of their fees for like, and for like livestock at large and that type of thing. So I did print out Derby's and kinda look, they've done it, they adopted theirs in September. So I had talked to the select board and, you know, just to see if you wanted to go that route. I think it's a good idea only because it's not to penalize people that just have like animals, you know, that get out once in a while. It's for like repeat offenders, like we have, you know.
So to dummy it down for me, I guess is what I'm looking for is
what's
the difference between what we have now?
Well, what the difference is...
What we have now, right, is a dog ordinance, right?
Right now, we just have a dog ordinance. Yeah. So this would give the town the ability to fine at a higher rate. And so a $10 fine isn't anything. But, you know, we can look at the state statute and then decide what we want to do as far as our fees. But Derby did $50 fine for the first offense, $100 for the second offense. They did third offense, $200. I don't see that in the statute. I don't even know where they got that from, so I'm gonna look into that a little bit. But it would give me the ability to take the ticket book and fine if people's livestock are out continuously. We've given warnings, whatever, they're destroying property. Like, it got to that point. They're going to the bathroom on people's lawns and rentals and all that. So it just gives, I mean, it isn't a huge ordeal, but it gives us a little bit more power to be able to advocate for some of the people that are complaining.
Does it help with the neglect situations that I know I've dealt with in the past?
I mean, I think that...
Those are going to be separate.
Those are going to be separate, but I do think that if we have a reason to be, you know, up there looking and investigating things, it can kind of give you a little bit more foot in the door to see other stuff. So I don't know. I mean, I don't think... The way I take it is that it's going to be approved at a meeting.
So what... is the ordinance just the mirrored one from Derby we're looking at? Is that what we're looking at?
I don't know what she gave.
Or do we have some? That's the only one I've seen. Do you guys have any?
There should be one in the dock and the
dog. Yeah, so I had
that's the dog one and the Derby one, right? Is that what we're looking at?
Yep.
Right. Approving is the Derby one.
All we have is the dog one, and then we're looking at the Derby one. And we don't know if we're going to have a dog one and a livestock one.
I think they combined is what I... Did you read through it at all or no?
I just know that there was stuff in our dog ordinance that's not in their thing.
I read through it today, and what I mean, it's titled Ordinance Regulating Domestic Animals. So they did, in their definitions, they broke it down between what they consider. So I'm assuming that they just have one ordinance and that it defines both.
Where does this play into, like, the commercial market? Like, somebody has a...
It doesn't apply to those people. Yep. No, it doesn't apply to the people that have, like, farms.
What about, breeding operations, daycare, doggy daycares? I mean, does that apply? I know we've dealt with that a little bit.
Well, I mean...
It doesn't change any of that, really.
I can double check on... I mean, I kind of read... I really dove into the part that was, like...
I guess my question is, if we're talking about combining them, right?
Right.
Does that change anything that...
Well, I'll do a little digging because it would be good to add anything
that we could. Yeah, I mean, and I know in my dealings with the leagues there, you know, they kind of told me a lot of these ordinances are vague for a lot of reasons.
Right.
But, you know, when it gets to be a problem, then you have to deal with it, you know.
Right.
I'd probably would like to know what the difference is from what we have now and if it's going to help any of them.
So, yeah, and I printed out the statute when I first talked about it. I mean, their fee structure, the old fee structure at the state level was a fine of $3 for, you know, animals being at large, and now you can do $100.
Yeah.
You know, so if it isn't something that's, like, a huge thing to do, I just think...
One example would be, like, Crawford.
Right.
There's goats. Constantly on people's land.
Yep.
You know, they don't really care because they don't really end up getting fined.
Yeah.
So I know we don't have a ton of it, but...
No, we don't have a law.
We have people that have animals that, you know, I think...
Over the last few years, it's been actually quite a bit more than I'd like to see in the town.
Right. Yeah, and it's not really... It's not intended to harass people that have a boat that gets out. It's for people that just have, like, you know, their neighbors are just constantly, you know, just so they're not...
I think we've dealt with this and some other stuff in the past, but maybe Colleen or Terry knows. Can these fines be attached to the property? You know, if they're not paid, like, you know, kind of not similar to, like, taxes, but...
They're in for... If we go through this process and give Sarah the authority to fine, it's actually... It goes through the Judicial Bureau, and they follow up on fines and...
So it
goes through the court system.
Yeah, it's a civil violation. Yeah. And I do think that we do get a portion of that, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not looking to like buy people, but I do think that if we have some repeat offenders, it might be.
So I'm new to the board today. Is this something you guys are looking to move on today, or if you wanted to?
I don't necessarily think we have to. I think we want to. I want to do a little research. We'll see, you know, since you're, you know.
Yep. I'd like to take a look at it. Basically, the proposal is to kind of mirror Derby's.
Well, ordinance. Yeah, and I look at their fee structure compared to the state statute, It is very similar, but they have things added. So I'm gonna go in and look at the statute a little bit deeper, and also check into, you know, some of the questions you had too.
Have you guys both reviewed it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe we can get some more information, and then
okay.
Whenever you're ready, we'll put it back on there.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. So I just want to make sure you're going to be,
Absolutely. I just like to look into it a little bit. Yep.
Yeah, I will definitely get. I can also email you info and see what you know what I mean. If you have any questions, too, you can.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, as you get any updates there from the leagues, let me know, and then that way you have the questions when you come back to them.
Yeah, I did, and I did reach out to them, and they emailed me back, and you know, kind of gave me some guidance. But I want to figure out, you know, what we can add.
Because ultimately, when we have these ordinances, right, like when you're dealing with issues, and you're going to be reaching out to the leagues for for advice and backup on it. So having them getting the questions ahead of them is handy.
Definitely, they're super helpful.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. All right, I can do that.
Did you have anything else under your line of business? How are things in your world?
Pretty slow, actually.
That is good. Yeah. That's a good thing.
I'm not saving any calls, I don't know. But it seems to be pretty good.
That's good.
They have my number, though. I do know that.
Does anybody have anything for her? Right.
I think you have another public comment.
What's that? I'll go back to that. So I'm going to go back to public comment. We just missed it, but no problem. So we have their names. Can you say them?
Jennifer Fair and
Seth Fair.
Okay. We'll go back to public comment. So you guys have the floor. I don't know if you want to move over here. It'd be easier if you guys want to come up here. I don't want to be looking over everybody.
Hi. Thank you for taking the time to hear me. My name is Jennifer Fair. As you just introduced yourself. So we're new to Charleston. We closed our house August of 2022. We officially moved in spring of 2023 with our livestock. Well, mostly I feel welcomed into the community. It saddens me that I have to be here tonight because of I lost a shift at work tonight because of what happened last Thursday morning. Last Thursday morning, Wendell damaged a section of my fence that is 31 feet outside, or 31 feet from the center of the road. When I approached the tractor, he greeted me with, "What the F word do you want?" loud enough that my son could hear from my dooryard, which is about a quarter of a mile away. Wendell also told me in a similar tone that you farmers need to keep your fences out of my effing easement. It is my understanding that my entire fence was completed 3 years before the town adopted the easement bylaw, December 14, 2017, making it grandfathered in. With that said, I also witnessed Wendell winging the snow not just up against my fence, but through and damaging many sections of the Hudson Road fence. I just paid to have it maintenance by the original fence installer last fall. While I'm new to farming, this property is not. The woven fence was installed in 2006 when Shepherd Crook Farm owned it, and the high tinsel fence was installed in 2014 when Monty Kennedy ran his cattle on the farm. Based on Wendell's statement to me, I can only conclude he has some sort of prejudice against me or farmers in general, and he willfully, with disregard, and potentially maliciously damaged our fence to teach me a lesson that farmers need to learn. Because of this, I'm asking the town for reimbursement for the damages to my fence. I have reached out to the original fence guy to repair the fence as he left it last fall.
So, that morning, I was actually out. Our road was washing out up in Dana, up on top of Dana Hill. I've lived here all my life, so I've kind of seen these things happen around the town, and that, actually that area of the Hudson Road that you live on has a pretty massive brook that comes down out of the woods there. And so in the morning when my road was washing out, I went up and got my, I got a little mini excavator, so I went up and got my excavator and started digging out the ditch to try to save the road. And then I had got a call from Wendell about the situation on the Hudson Road. So when I was done over there, I went over to take a look at it to see, you know, kind of the situation. And I could see where the fence was broke. That massive culvert that crosses the Hudson Road there that jammed up, which was making all the water go, it was almost going all the way over to your driveway in the Hudson Road, which was quite a ways back from the culvert. So at that point, his job is to maintain safe access for all residents and to get that water out of that road. The snow is 6 feet deep right now. This is the first thaw we've had all year. So I'm not, I totally respect and I sympathize with you that the fence got broke, but what I'm getting at here is that that culvert right there with that fence right on the other side of that culvert, it's probably always going to be a risk of having some severe damage to it because of what comes down off that hill. Last year we had no snow, so we had no situations anywhere in the town. This year, they ran around all morning trying to save the roads, and the first road he come to was the Hudson Road, and he was over there. When I got there, he was there with three pieces of equipment and a truck. And I actually had to bring him back and forth a couple times to get all the equipment back out of there, and he did a great job saving that road. All that whole road would have been in your field. It would have decimated your field if he hadn't have done that. So I think that there's definitely a situation where that fence was damaged outside of the right-of-way. I'd like to have some conversations with Wendell to see if he thinks he did it with the excavator or if it was the flow of water and ice. But I mean...
We have video of
the excavator.
That little section right there could have been done with a shovel. He did not need to use the excavator.
There was nobody...
Right up against the fence.
Yeah, okay. So there was nobody getting in that ditch with a shovel. But if you feel that the town damaged your fence, you're more than welcome to submit an invoice. We will submit it to our insurance. The insurance will look into the liability of it. But I just wanted to preface the situation that I saw when I was there, and actually the neighbor on the other side that has the road right there that goes up in by the brook, and on the other side of the brook, he was out there, and he was kind of giving Wendell a little bit of pressure, like trying to save his stuff too. But I can tell you that whenever these situations happen, the first priority is to maintain access for the town. That's
it.
And we deal with everything after.
I understand and respect
so
that.
I don't think that your claim that Wendell targeted farmers or you is valid. Okay.
What about his statements?
We can talk to him about that. I weren't there and I didn't hear all the statements, but we can talk to him about that. But I can tell you that what he was dealing with that morning was a pretty frustrating situation. And he was trying to save that road, among others. And so it doesn't make it right. But my point is that that's probably going to happen over and over across this town if we have these type of failures on culverts and brooks. The ice dam, when he called me, it hadn't hit the road yet. The ice dam was up in the woods. And the landowner let him drive the excavator up in there and try to break it loose to try to save the road. Everything he did there that day, in my opinion, that I saw was to save the town resources, to save access for that road. And, you know, I apologize that the fence was damaged, but, if, you know, we can let the insurance company, I guess, bet that out, unless somebody else has a different opinion about that.
It was only the two bottom strands of the fence.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I could see what was damaged. And you know, I mean... These things happen. I've watched it happen to Monty Kennedy built the same fence up on Crawford Hill Road, and I watched 2 years ago when I was on the board when they had to wing that ditch with the grader. They took down about 15 fence posts, but they were within reach of that wing. This is a different situation where there's a massive culvert that crosses that road right there, and there's some pretty massive flow that comes down through there.
I guess probably the tone in which he approached me as soon as I walked up to the tractor probably set, you know, my feelings toward him.
I can understand that.
But it's the same as well. We have a bunch of boats that have been winged by him along the Hudson Road.
They were winged with the grader.
Yes. This is where he hit it directly.
If they were hit with the grader,
a couple beyond the blade.
If they were hit with the grader, then they're within the right of way because the grader doesn't reach out that far. So that's, yeah.
But if he's turning in and out,
is that another claim that you're saying, or is this different?
Well, isn't it the fence grandfathered in because the town didn't adopt?
There's nothing grandfathered into any road right away or access or anything to do with that. There's been class four roads where farmers have tried to build berms so water wouldn't go into their field that we took out. So that water would go back into their field because we can't destroy the road right away. There's the best thing you can do is get the water out of the road quickly. And that amount of water that come out of that road up there, I was amazed that road was still there.
Is there something we can submit to the state so that we can be allowed to dredge that river or that brook to prevent this from happening ever again?
I've got, can I
yeah.
say something here?
Yeah.
I've got Eric Pope, actually coming up here. When's our meeting date?
The 3rd of April.
The 3rd of April?
29th.
The 29th.
8 o'clock.
I have him coming up here to look at that because I told him earlier this year that there was a problem. And there's one other thing I would like to address, okay? So, I gave you guys the same tone, okay, that you gave me last time I worked at your house. Do you remember the tone you gave me?
Yeah, when you dug that 3 foot.
Wendell,
address
the board.
That's the tone
you
got.
You didn't have to.
So, hey.
It wasn't a resort. It was not necessary. You did it because you wanted to. And frankly, that's your right, I guess.
We asked if he could just dig a small 1 foot ditch, if he was going to be cleaning the ditches right in front of our house, the way it was in previous years. I've seen footage or whatever. We just asked for him to clean it up a little bit. He said if he was going to come back with an excavator, he was going to dig a 3 foot ditch
yeah.
across my front lawn where my septic tank is.
It's a common conversation with people that say they don't want a ditch in front of their house, but there's a lot of standards to maintaining roads, and as soon as we work on them, we need to maintain that standard.
I understand.
So he can't go in there and make just a little ditch and make the water stay in that ditch. He needs to dig it down, put riprap in it. There's all kinds of requirements that come with that. So I get it. As far as the situation with the fence, is there anything else that you wanted to discuss?
I guess not at this moment, no. I'll submit a bill, and we'll go from there.
So can I ask you one thing?
Yep.
Is the road crew the punching bag for everybody in town?
No, but
okay.
we need to try to be professional on site, obviously. And,
we do.
And then these complaints, nobody should be approaching the road crew for them type of things, especially in the situation of an emergency, which is what I consider that
there
was.
There wasn't water going over the road when I was at work.
Okay, but when I got there, there was a lot of water that went over the road.
Okay.
Okay, I witnessed it.
I got pictures of the water in the road if you want to see
it. It's not a question.
I'm not questioning if it happened or not. I'm just thinking it could have been handled differently. Because when I first went down there and I talked to him, I didn't even talk to Wendell. I talked to his guy and asked if he had hit my fence. And I stated that I was going to get the property owner, and that's what I did.
Okay.
I just think it's weird that in the towns, you actually support farmers, right? That's
of course
you
do.
Then
support everybody. Not just farmers, everybody.
That's great.
Okay.
Well, is it about the farmers
okay,
that you showed up?
So.
All right, we're going to move on. All right, that brings us to the road report.
Thank you for your time.
Yep.
You
said the first part of it. So Wendell, we'll go to you for the road report.
It's all good.
What's this 2025 Mac was picked up?
Yeah, we got a brand new truck sitting out there.
You mean we got it or it's going back to the shop?
No, we got it.
You mean picked up as you took ownership of
it? It's all good.
Sitting right,
yeah,
right
sitting
there.
Right there.
Just waiting for plates, isn't it?
When I read that, I was like, oh, it already went back to the dealership.
No, it's waiting for a driver.
So we got the new mat that we ordered, and I think they did a pretty good job on it. We got a little problem with a mudstone this year. IRD didn't make any, and that's where we usually get it. So we're gonna have to find some somewheres. It's gonna be a little bit more money, I think, trucking it and stuff like that. So
how much was it with IRD? You know,
off the top of my head, I wanted $10. Dupree's is $18.50 a yard, and Hutchins is $12 a yard. And there was nobody at Calkins for me to get a price on. And C-Card's got a pile of 3-inch dense grade over in Oregon that they'd like to sell us. There's 338 yards in it, and they want $4,000 for it. My only issue that I'm having is I think that 3-inch better be a pretty good butthole if you're going to put 3-inch dense grade in it.
That's what it is, 3-inch?
Yeah. I mean, I think that you could probably screen it off and, you know, get some pretty decent material out of there. I just think that, you know, is it worth... I guess what I'm asking you, do you as a select board think it's worth buying it, screening it off, or do we just travel to Dupree's pit or Calkins or Hutchins and try to buy 1.5 inches?
How many yards was it, you said?
318.
How much?
338, excuse me.
Roughly was like...
338, and they want
$4,000 for it. And we have to load it out and chuck it.
It's about $12.
What, 18 from Dupree, right?
1850.
Yes. 1850.
Yeah.
Loaded.
Which is a little further too.
Where is it? It's in Morgan, you said, on the Cave Hill or something?
Yeah, it's right by the train trestle in Morgan. It's actually, I don't know if that would be called Morgan or Brighton. You know the train trestle?
I think it's Brighton.
They staged it there when they fixed the, was that called, Peen Hill?
It was when
11 the hill that washed out of 11.
Yeah, no, it's McCabe Hill, I think.
McCabe Hill, yeah, where your son lives. Yeah. McCabe Hill.
Does Morgan know on it?
They wouldn't offer it. We got offered it.
I mean, the price of it's not going down. I don't know what you guys' thoughts. Basically, you're looking for approval to buy it or not buy it.
Well, I'm...
It's 3-inch, though. I mean, what are you going to... You're going to screen off the smaller stuff? Is that your plan?
Well, that's what it is. It's the biggest stuff in it is 3-inch.
And you're going to plan is to pull it.
And it's all crushed rock, you know? So, I mean...
Do you go look at it?
You're going to have... Well, I looked at a pile of snow. but when you know how it is, right? Mm-hmm. When you screen it off, what you're doing is you're gonna make a smaller product. Mm-hmm. You know, so the 3-inch stuff's gonna roll off the back of it, and you know, I mean,
what do you mean, 12-yard trucks?
14. I mean, I think it would be enough to get us through the season if that's the case. You know? But I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't screen it till it's here.
So we're talking $2,000 cheaper than buying it at Dupree's. It's probably worth, divide that, maybe 25 loads. $85 a load. Trucking. You do that when you own your own labor. That's why it's probably worth it. It's probably why they got it priced right there. There's a guarantee on that yardage, or you agree that yardage is there?
Well, I walked around it with my phone.
Yeah, what if it ain't? If there's not that many yards there, you're going to know when you haul it.
Well, yeah, exactly. You're going to have a pretty good idea.
Or they just said that much for that, and we think this is what's here.
Yeah. No, they. What we did is we walked around with our phones. We have an app.
Yeah, you can measure it. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty close.
It's close. Yeah. You know, so they always treated us good in the past. I think if there was any issue, you could go up and say, "Hey, you owe me a little bit." You know.
Yeah.
I don't think. I don't know. It's just a thought. I mean.
When do they need to know by? Probably as soon as possible.
Well. I think that we ought to know as soon as possible because if we get
no stone for it, we have
we could always get it.
But we could, yeah.
We could.
We get it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying you're not gonna go grab anything this weekend. Right now, I think I got two loads that we came
you
out.
You got time to get that stuff screened before you need it? Or would you rather just? I mean,
I don't know. That's why I brought it to you guys. What do you guys? What you guys thought on it?
I mean, $2,100. The savings is about 100 yards of stone if you bought it at Dew Grease. Loaded, ready to go.
Right. And we'd probably be getting an inch and a half at Dew Grease.
Which is what you want, ready to go. It's
inch and a quarter, you know, you wouldn't be buying 3.
Yeah, you know, one thing, you don't want to dump that 3 inch in the road, you're using phone calls.
No, you will, but guess what, though?
Oh, it'll harden up.
You're not going to have no mud.
No, it shouldn't wash out, which would be good.
So it's a. You know, it's a. It's however you want to spell it, you know?
What you guys are thinking? Offer him $3,000.
if he'll take it, then that's.
Offer him $3,000 and we go to Dupree's and get it?
Yep. Sounds good to me. That sounds good.
Yep.
And that way we can take that extra money, go to Dupree's and get some stuff ready to go.
If we had to.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, and then what you could do is you can take that other stuff and. You could use it.
I think, you know, your point about not having any stone right now, I mean, no matter whether, you know, I think you should probably start hauling some stone from Dupree's that's ready to go.
Just in case.
You know, I mean, you can always go and load up that day, right? But, I mean, even waiting to figure out if they want to take this or you can get it here and use it, you're going to need
some.
Well,
the other reason.
I got a feeling Monday you're going to need some stone.
Definitely. I think so. Yeah, I definitely think.
My driveway looked like it was starting to come apart pretty quick, and it's now that the snow base is off, you know, it's not going to.
But I'll be honest with you, though, and be honest with me, how much of your roads dried out right now since I moved that snow back?
Yeah, and the hills are pretty good.
It's helping.
Yeah.
It really helped. I mean, I drove around a little bit today.
You know, and over the years, we put quite a bit of stone to it. You know, the last few years before I got on the board, they weren't much.
On Main Hill last year, how many loads you put in?
Last year, I put 16 loads of stone from your corner.
And I tell you what, it's holding up really well right now.
Yeah, I did notice that's held up pretty good.
Yeah. And then up above Alex's, up above that where we had the culvert, that bad spot.
Yep.
That there from the tees held up real good too, and that's always been a bad spot.
What are you doing?
So,
are you doing just fixing your road, your ride home?
No. Actually, if you want my honest opinion, I'm fixing furthest away from the pit because that's been the most neglected.
That's the way it goes. Right? Yeah, it usually is.
And I had 3 select board members that all live on Dane Hill.
Yeah, right.
No matter. No
did
matter.
You get that on that recording?
We don't live on past Crawford Road.
Yeah, no matter.
Yeah. I do.
I'm just kidding.
I said past Crawford Road.
Yeah.
But that is the reason why I'm doing it, is because it's the furthest away and it's been the most neglected.
Yeah.
So are we good with the $3,000 and that'll cover the truck in and it'll get it more in line with what?
Sure.
Because then we got to work on the stone to make it usable.
Yeah.
We can get it out of there for them and then still have a little money to do some.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to ask.
You guys good with them hauling some stone right now to get rid
of it? Yeah, I think you should get some stone.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm going to try to get it from Dupree then.
I would get some stuff ready to go. I mean, I don't know, you don't make it a bunch of it, but you know, just get a few loads so you're. Whatever you're comfortable with. I mean, you can't always go there and get it when you need it, but it'd probably be handy if you had a couple. You're not going to use it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I don't know how much we're going to get broke up.
Get some stone. Or get some gravel. I mean, the gravel is just going to push in the ground.
I'll be honest with you. Right now, I have 40 loads of... I have 40 loads of shim that I brought from the pit, and I had 25 loads of top gravel that I brought from the pit up back right now. So in a bind, I could probably make it work, but
yeah, we might be
putting gravel in mud holes don't work.
No, it just disappears. But you might be able to use some of that 3 inch on the class 4 rows if we had an issue too. It wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, we probably could, especially once you screened it off.
Yeah.
And that was my whole reason for really asking you guys what you thought, you know, because, you know, there's a, you could make some really good material adding 338 yards. You know, you can make some really good material out of that because it's like, it's all crushed rock, you know what I'm saying? All the dust in it's crushed rock.
Where's our pit at? Are we extracting any more gravel out of there or no?
Our pit? Yeah, we're good.
Is there still more to dig out of the ground?
Oh, there's plenty to dig out of the ground.
We got any fish in that pond yet?
Last year, we didn't even bail it out of the pond. We got it from another spot.
Last year, at the point out at the end.
Yes.
And I still got 5,000 yards we can take out of there.
Yeah. So I want to know if we got the fish in there and set up the fishing tournament for the kids
in
town.
We haven't put any fish in yet, but...
This is going to be a pretty good pond by the time it's done. It's going to be clean.
Farmyard store has trout here soon, so we want to get them.
How deep is it?
As far as a 336 will reach, which is about 20 feet. I think it's made 40.
And with all gravel, it's going to be clean water.
I think it's made 40 feet deep.
I know. They said the gravel was there. It's just getting it out.
They make a hole for that.
You know? Yeah. The deeper you get, more expensive it gets.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else there?
No, I think that's about it for me on that situation.
Okay. And then, so let's go on to the items here. Mack trucks. You got the truck in your possession. It's all ready to go. Just need a driver.
No, I got to put signboards on it, and I think I'm swapping the wing off from it.
In an international sticker?
No. I got one that I can park in your yard if you want. An international.
Well, hopefully your bell hasn't don't break on the transmission. We've been running into that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No warranty yet. Allison says it ain't us. Something moving on the truck. Max says it ain't us. We can deal with it. 40 grand. Yeah, we've got three of them.
On your?
On our garbage trucks, yeah. Mack trucks. Yeah. That's a different slot. It's cab over. It's a little different. Yeah.
Totally.
Still Allison transmission, that's right.
Yeah.
That's the best of the way to go.
And that's what we got. That's what we got in the other two. That truck's set up just like the other two.
Yeah.
They're all sisters.
Sweet. All right. VEC right away. Occupants request for Morgan Charleston Road. Is this a, I read it over, is this a new residence or is this existing residence?
It's been there for a while.
Just putting the power underground?
Yeah.
And Wendell, I believe, is familiar with
it. I mean, probably not something you got to recognize. They sleeve it under the road so we don't have to dig it up again down the road.
Well, me and Timmy went up there and we met with them. And Golson's is the one doing the digging. I told them I wanted to do the same thing.
Sleeve it.
And they went, what was it, 5 feet under the road.
And I'm assuming it shouldn't be, I mean, it's going to be a little bit of inconvenience, but there's a way around for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not like
it. Well, they've already done one crossing and there was no inconvenience.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
And there's 2 feet under the ditch. They're going 2 feet under the ditch.
You're good with it?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
If the board approves,
do we need a motion on that or just?
Yeah, because there's a road right of way occupancy request that needs your signature, so maybe just motion to approve it.
Make a motion to approve it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. I'm going to skip over the highway crew. Are we going executive session, Wendell? No. Yeah. We probably should. Let me just get to the. Can we? You got to get on the road, or are you okay with hanging out?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So ditch clean out on the Bly Farm Road. Jesus.
Yeah.
Are you sick about writing about the Bly Farm Road? I just want to know.
All right. Well, I've been over there a bunch of times, and Alan's not around.
Yeah.
Alan's not around anymore. I think he sold all his cows.
Davis.
Yeah. He's not there. So, I have not been able to get a hold of him to clean that ditch out.
He still owns the property, right?
He still owns the property. What they did is somebody come in and grabbed selling feed.
He sold it.
Brian Champney bought the feed up there, and they pushed the mud.
Yeah.
And the feed into the ditch.
So it's going to be a problem if we get a big thaw here.
It's going to be a huge problem.
And we have no way to get a hold of the landowner? What about the person that bought the feed?
could do that.
Who bought the feed?
Champney, Brad Champney from Holland.
Did he come over and load it himself?
His boys did.
His boys did.
Let him know we're going to clean that stuff out of the ditch and bill him. He probably can over get it out of the ditch.
Okay.
Maybe not, but if he put it in there. I mean, we dug that ditch out. We messed with it. I mean, that's my feeling. I don't know what you guys thought. We messed with that ditch and road.
So we've had to do it for
years.
There's only one problem with us doing it.
But you bill him.
No, if we're going to do it, I'm going to have to be on Bly's land because I'm not loading that in the back of one of our trucks so that we can work on our trucks after snow with them. You know what I mean?
With the what?
You know what?
All the manure.
With the manure. Cow manure?
Huh? The cow manure and all that. I mean, we gotta get in there and deal. We gotta get in there and deal with chains and all that. I don't care if they want to pay us to pressure wash our trucks after that.
Because it's manure.
Right.
It's manure. Hold and it's on. Old grass
Hold on. Meat. Hold on. They push manure into the ditch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the Agency of Natural Resources on this situation? Because I'm pretty sure that that's not legal. Isn't that farm runoff?
Yep.
Yeah, well, and I know that we had a situation at this same place years ago, but I would probably reach out to, if you can't get hold of him, get hold of the person that pushed that manure in the ditch and let them know that we're probably going to have to call the state to deal with this.
Because
you're not going to go excavating it out of there and deal with it running down into the state road.
Right, because it's corn silage, it's silage and all that, you know, it's all...
Oh, yeah.
It's bad matter.
Yeah, and then you dig it out of there. Where are you going with it?
That's it. Right. You know, I mean, it's kind of a sticky situation. It needs to go right back onto his land is where it needs.
And we probably can't legally just pile it there. Right? Can we legally just dig it out of the ditch and pile it back on his land? Probably not.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Let's go with plan A. Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
Try getting hold of the champions. Okay. If we can't get hold of anybody, we probably should just call the Agency of Natural Resources, take a look at it, get some pictures, and
okay.
It's going to be on the property.
And you want me to tell him that? You want me to tell Brian that if it's not moved, that we're going to get hold of the agency?
We're going to have to.
Agency
of Natural Resources. The Agriculture Department, probably.
They'll be here in a couple of years.
Yeah. It didn't go very far last time, but. You know, it's their job, and, you know, what we had last time was he had kind of drained his silage and everything right into the ditch and was running. It was actually all the way down to the main road, and it's all we can do, and then at that point, we have to deal with the situation. We have to get that road open for everybody, just like everything else. It's just this has got to end with this guy at some point.
Our regional person stopped in the office just a few weeks ago, so we have...
You got a direct contact?
Yes.
And I'm sure where they left, they said, let us know if you have anything you need help with.
It was something like that.
So are you okay with reaching out to him, calling him on it?
Yeah,
okay.
Calling.
Yeah, obviously it would be
still
secondary to what
you
were doing.
You got some pictures of it, so.
I will have.
Right. Anybody got anything else on Bly Farm Road? Discussion on 2025 Class 4 maintenance priorities.
This was just an annual prompt to see if you had ideas about what were the big priorities for Class 4 resources this year.
Not really.
How much do we have budgeted?
5,000, I think.
I know it was something that I was working on a couple years ago.
12,000. That's what we budget every year, yeah.
I know it was something I was working on a couple of years ago was basically just doing an inventory of all the Class 4 roads, each one of the board members going to each one of them, checking them out, and then kind of making a decision on, you know, because it seemed to be a catch-all to, like, grab that money at the end. Well, we didn't spend it on, we'll put it over here, right? Our Class 4 roads, we gotta keep up on them a little bit, you know.
We did, 2 years ago,
right
around? Check them all?
Yeah.
Was it 2 years?
Yeah.
How's
that was for, like, the brushing.
Yeah, how's the town farm road held up with the work you did with the ditches and the culverts up there at the top of the normal there?
Actually, I didn't change the culvert, but I did hay all the ditch, and I've been taking the roadside dirt that was on the Hudson Road, and I brought it up there to widen the road back out to the way it needed to be, so we could get a 10-wheeler back up there. There is a few culverts up there I need to change. I'd also like to change a culvert over on his road that sets right in the bottom of the gully right there. There is some work that I need to do on them. I'll be honest with you. I just haven't had the time to run around.
No, and this ain't we got to wait for the weather to break. Obviously, class four roads are one of what's everybody's thought about maybe revisiting this in like May or June.
I agree with that.
Everybody take a look at the roads.
Look at them.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
And that gives us time to do some work to them too. Whatever we decide we want to do.
Yeah.
Can I ask, Wendell, do you have any roads included in class fours included in mowing this year or brush back?
I haven't right now. Last year, I think that we did some of it up on the end of Buck Brook.
Yep.
Up on the end up there. We went from there up to the turnarounds.
I know a couple of years ago they did Dennington Farm Road, I think. 2 or 3 years ago.
I mean, right now, I'll be honest with you, the brush is not really the issue. It's the town farm road needs a lot of ditching. It really does.
It's too bad we can get like some big grant for that road because it needs a ton of work. But anyway, I just think it's good to.
Put it on the list for later. Yeah.
What's that?
I'll put it on the list for May or June, like you said.
Okay. Can you send us all a copy? Maybe they already have it. I don't know. A copy of the list of the class four roads in the map that I think you had sent us before. That,
sure.
And then that way, if everybody wants to go, we'll just take a look at them and whatever they want to. And have a recommendation on what they thought. I mean, some of the ones we went and saw last time I did it, they were fine, didn't really need anything. And some were like, yep, do this. Some had way too much money spent on it, my firm. Okay. So we're good with the road report.
Sure.
Are we good? We already dealt with the proposed livestock ordinance. Is there any other old business? I'm new here, so. Okay, no old business. Okay, new business. Post-town meeting appointments. Lister.
We hear from Jean Wilson, and her husband, Bob Wilson, was the Lister prior to John Westinghouse, and he said that he would actually be willing to do it because he's done the data collection and stuff with her before.
Make a motion to nominate Bob Wilson.
Yep.
Second.
All in favor? Before he changes his mind. I want to thank Bob Wilson for taking one for the team. Delinquent tax collector, there was change at town meeting on this position. It's going from it was paid for.
We're going to make Terry the delinquent tax collector.
That's the recommendation.
Yes.
Okay. And then, but there's nothing set on that yet, right? Like on what the compensation or anything is for, right?
Well, the 8% will go to the town, and we'll just get paid our hourly rate to do the work.
So it'd just be your hourly rate,
yeah.
You get paid now?
Yep.
And
just didn't know if it was going to be paid as a different position. It's just going to roll right into the treasury position.
It's going to roll right in, yep.
I'm looking for a motion to nominate Terry Gray for...
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Tree warden, I believe this is held by Justin Taft. Loves the position. I'll make a motion to appoint Justin Taft.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Fence viewers, is there two of them? Blair Moulton and Daryl Moulton?
Yes.
Is that what we need? Is two of them or three? No, point three.
There is a third.
It's an optional appointment of three. We haven't had a third for a while.
What's the fence viewer about? Can I ask?
not tonight. No, property lines.
Oh.
If somebody's got a dispute with property, I'm still right.
No, like,
not,
what you're
not a fence
not what you're
on the side of the road.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
Yeah, that was good.
I didn't know if I could be one of those.
No, you don't live in town.
You don't. Move to Charleston, you can.
Yeah. Blair, I'll take a motion to nominate Blair Moulton and Daryl Moulton.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. And then Inspector of Wood, this used to be Inspector of Wood and Coal, I must have changed
Mike
it.
Mike Curry.
I'll nominate Mike Curry.
Second.
I took a look. There's an Inspector of, like, Wood lumber and shingles, and then an inspector of coal. We combine them, but that's not really a thing. And I figured Mike was more toward wood than
coal. Yeah, no, he can look at the coal to me.
He's got a question for coal.
If anybody calls him to coal.
As soon as we start mining,
I'm going to see him.
He said, a guy called me up, wanted me piles of wood, tell him if I had 3/4 wood. I bought 3/4 wood. He goes, how much did you buy? 3/4 wood. You got 3/4. I'm not piling your wood. All right, so Mike has it. Did I call from a nominee?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, okay. This is a wicked good paying job right here if anybody wants it. Northeast Kingdom Waste Management District Supervisor.
Currently held by Pat Austin.
Yeah. I'll nominate Pat Austin.
Second.
All in
favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye.
It's 2-1.
I will say, just a note on this, just because you just nominated me for it, but I'm really starting to question the benefit for the town of Charleston. We pay a tax on the trash, like all members do, but we don't have a facility. So if any residents want to take recycling, they have to take it to a neighboring town. And I just dealt with a situation where the school had reached out to me about getting rid of a piece of freon equipment, a freezer. And so I directed him to the district, which is what this is for. And they told him that they're full, they can't take it. That's not a thing, because you just get the freon pumped and then scrap the material. I haven't had a chance to reach out to either the board or the director and figure out what's going on there. But it just, when I hear things, like the benefit of this district is supposed to be, they write the SWIP for us, which is a solid waste implementation plan that makes it so we can go into a lined landfill in the state of Vermont. And then they monitor data like the recycling that's collected, the food waste that's collected. And they're supposed to oversee ordinances like if a facility sets up in town and wants to just dispose food waste on the ground and not have an ordinance. It was a big struggle dealing with that before with the district, because they just said, well, it's not a lot we can do. We don't have the resources to sue these people, whatever. So that being said, I'm just kind of questioning the benefit. The if we weren't in the district, the process would be we would have to either piggyback on a neighboring town like Barton, Lowell, Coventry, or Newport that have independent SWIPs, or we'd have to write our own SWIP. Then our trash would decrease by 25% because we wouldn't pay the tax. And the curbside collection is mandated by the state that if you have trash pickup, you have to have recycle pickup in a non-district town if you're not in the Northeast Kingdom District. So basically the residents that already have that, it's not if you don't have a facility to take it to. So like if you think about the process of what the district does for Charleston, it's a little off, but that's my opinion. You nominated me.
All right,
and then let's move on to the good stuff. Approval of liquor license for the Charleston Corner Store.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
I'll second that. Oh, did you want to?
No, that's fine.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Let's have it. Approved town meeting minutes. Are they ready?
They are not, so I will.
We will put that on next meeting.
I'll probably share them by email ahead of time. So.
Okay. Delinquent tax status and planning.
Yeah, so we're in the process of, Grace gave us all her stuff. I believe I have to have the auditors come in and audit the little bit that she's done for this year since January, which will take them 20 minutes tops, and then... So we're figuring out how to print the reports out of NEMRIC and things like that. So we're doing our homework because we have to have our next notifications out to them like the 1st of April. So we're in the process of figuring that all out.
This is officially your first update as a delinquent tax collector.
I know. And then with all the rules and law changes and stuff, it's a lot. Like, for tax sale purposes, it's a lot has changed.
And we have another appraisal coming up or something, I think.
26. We do.
Next year.
Did they find anybody to do it?
Yes, NEMRIC.
We have a contract with NEMRIC. On the delinquent tax business.
Tax will go down.
So there, in order to make sure that we're meeting all the new requirements and dealing with all taxpayers in a legally defendable way, we're going to need to have the board approve a delinquent tax policy, and we have some model stuff on that, so we're probably going to be sending that to you to look at before the next meeting, so that it can, so that notices that go out April 1st will reflect policies. The town is required to offer a payment plan, and that sounded very messy when we first looked into it, but there are actually some standards that we can use that'll simplify it, and if we check all the boxes, we can still use the tax sale process to, you know, to help the town collect. It's just, it's a little bit longer process.
Sweet. Anything else?
I don't think so.
You guys got anything for Terry? All right. Any other new business? Bill McMasters?
Yes.
Making him the planning commission, was it?
Yeah. Yeah. Put him on the planning commission.
Do we need a motion for that?
Yes.
Motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the bills and orders have been approved. You got those right?
Yeah.
Announcements and information. Management roundtable at Derby Beach. They're doing it in Derby now. That's why I said April 3rd.
Right.
See, I was right.
Yeah, there is a meeting.
But there, you were right too, because it's right. This is just a round table.
They're going to go, the MRGP is the permit that requires the town to upgrade certain segments of the road that are connected to waterways and that sort of thing. They're basically doing an overview of the practices that have to be put into place. Each time the permit renews, the goals and the scoring of segments change a little bit based on whatever outcome the state is trying to get to. So that it's an all, select board's invited, but it's 9 to 2, so it's kind of an all day thing. But Wendell and I will go and make sure we have the latest on how to report work, how to, you know, update the data, all of that. So, but there are some deadlines, some high priority segments that have a deadline of this year. So there'll be some, there may be some odd projects
going
around
on
town.
Throughout the town.
Yeah.
So you'll be getting called.
Yeah, there's deadlines on some upgrading of some
segments. Yeah, and they're not.
Wasn't there one on Crawford Hill Road, just about Mike there?
Not that one. There's one on Mill Street, there's two on 10 Mile Square.
Yeah, Center School. There's one, yeah.
Center School Road is one too.
Yeah.
Do you have a list of those?
I have it in my head, but
no.
Yes, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't just, forward us that.
You can try.
No, I do have a list.
Control
Alt
Delete.
I can share that with you. Yeah, it's ideally you work those into larger projects, but now we're down to some that are kind of isolated around town.
Right. Okay.
But overall, your segments are, we're way above.
Yes.
For, what was it, 2028, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All
right. And then the V-Trans annual meeting is confirmed for April 29th at 8 a.m. That's here, right?
And that's
yes.
Here.
I will try to make it.
And I'm meeting with Eric before the meeting about the dredging of the brook over there. The big conversation was about it.
Yeah. So that's probably the best case scenario, is to have the state try to get involved in that situation and fix that issue, because I guess I was glad I went over that morning, because I was pretty amazed at what I saw, because it was like, do you know where the culvert is that we're talking about? And then do you know where the farm is? It was almost, the ice in the road that had dissipated at that point, it was almost all the way back to their driveway. So it come down into that road.
I got pictures.
He sent me some pictures that morning.
I was on an excavator for 3 hours digging out the ditch at Crawford Hill. Where do I send that bill?
Here.
And I'll get it approved by the board.
Yeah, I'll get it approved.
And then the next meeting is the 27th. I don't know, can you, if you think of it, Colleen, can you add that to the agenda at the bottom every month?
Yes.
Just so you know, but the only reason I mention it is because I have to be in Foxwoods for a development thing, my job, the 25th, 6th, and 7th. So I can't be here. I'm fine with you guys having a meeting. If you don't want to, you can change it, but I just can't be here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So that's up to you guys. I just can't be here. You guys good with it?
I'm good with it.
Okay, sure. All right, and it's 6 o'clock, so I'll call the meeting to order. It is. Somebody didn't change the clock. Does anybody have anything else?
Reset. So the highway crew opening, you'll need to go.
Yeah, we're going to go into executive
session. Oh, that's right. Sure, forget about that. Okay.
Can I bring something up?
Sure.
I have a group of towns that I work with, obviously. This is one of them. And I did my town meeting report so that everybody knows what's going on. This is the only town that doesn't have a select board report that kind of gives a background of what happened last year and what you're planning on doing this year, which is always helpful to me when I write the reports. I'm just wondering if there's a particular reason why, or it's just something you guys didn't think about. Or
you just want to make sure the reporters are working a little harder. Touche. No, to be honest with you, my opinion is I never really even thought of it, and I was never looking for another job, I guess, to, you know, generate it. I don't know if there's some way we could do a quick synopsis. I don't know. We could probably discuss it and see. I mean, we got the minutes, obviously.
Two letters for you, AI.
I mean, some of them really get into it, but the best ones are usually like a page, you know, part of the page long.
Yep.
And it's just, we had the storm last year, affect these roads, we got the FEMA money. Next year, if you do a report, you can say we got the new truck.
Yeah.
You know, it's things like that, because you spent all that money on it, now it's here.
Just like a quick overview.
And then this year we plan on fixing these goddamn roads.
Yeah.
As long as we don't get them flooded out first.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Just keep the thought.
Yep. Try. Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
So when you go into executive session, you have to let me know, and then I'm
looking for a motion to slide into executive session. And it has to state to discuss employee personnel.
Okay, I'm pausing. All right, the recording has resumed. It is 7:36.
All right, can I get a motion to hire Mark Photo for $25 an hour?
$25.50.
$50, sorry. Thank you.
$25.50. I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. And then
trying to adjourn the meeting.
Anybody have anything else? Okay. Motion to adjourn.
I won't be here tomorrow. Just so you guys know. Hold on, just do it. Watch me.
Where?
Out of
Yeah, you just go up north, they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm. All right. 7:36.
I'm actually going out.